Ryuichi Sakamoto is in the austere space of the Yamaha Piano Salon in Manhattan. He sits at a grand piano, wearing a white t-shirt, his long, nearly white hair falling into round, black-rimmed glasses. You can see why directors like Bernardo Bertolucci not only wanted his music, they often wanted him in their films as an actor. Born in 1952, Ryuichi Sakamoto has been on the leading edge and beyond since he formed the Yellow Magic Orchestra in 1978. While Yellow Magic Orchestra was a pop electronic band, the rest of Sakamoto's output is hard to categorize. He's created orchestral music, avant-garde theater works, pure pop recordings, pure solo piano, and avant-garde electronic screeds. It seems like there isn't a genre of music he hasn't adopted at some point.
Si você disser que eu desafino, amor.
I've been having this issue for a long time. Maybe since I was really little, because I began listening to classical music when I was very little, then started listening to the Beatles, and since then, you know, I always listen to many kinds of music at the same time: experimental, contemporary, pop, rock, German rock, techno, disco, everything, black music. You know. My problem is, you know, I can do it.
I want to feel until my heart can take no more, and there's nothing in this world I wouldn't give.
Singer David Sylvian has worked with Sakamoto several times over the last three decades.
He has a fantastic ear for melody. He has a vast knowledge of music, which he's then able to, with ease, bring into his own vocabulary. He can enter into any genre, it seems, but you can still recognize the Sakamoto signature. He doesn't lose himself within the genre.
He does that on his recent double CD. One disc, playing the piano, is solo piano and draws upon many of his soundtrack compositions for movies like The Sheltering Sky and The Last Emperor, for which he won an Academy Award. The second disc is a suite of ambient chamber music works that draws from the breadth and width of his influences. You can hear the sound of avant-garde classical music from John Cage to Steve Reich, but especially Morton Feldman.
I've been a big fan of John Cage's, and I loved his philosophy and Zen and Chance Operation, everything, prepared piano. And Morton Feldman was always aside John Cage. Morton's music is more calm, more quiet, more toward silence. And I was in the right mood when I was making this CD.
Ryuichi Sakamoto is an active environmentalist, and some of the tracks on Out of Noise are drawn from his travels to places like Greenland.
Greenland, or the Arctic Sea, is one of the front lines of global warming. So that was the interest. But actually, I went there and I was blown away by the landscape, or the nature itself. It's completely the world of ice and water.
He not only incorporates his impressions of that landscape into his music, but actual sounds as well.
I recorded some sound over there, mostly in the water. I brought a hydro microphone, so I put it in the Arctic Sea, actually, and next to the big iceberg. I was kind of floating.
Thank you. Ryuichi Sakamoto is a product of post-World War II Japan. Like many of his artistic countrymen, he was a westernized composer who rejected much of his heritage.
I have an ambivalent feeling about the Japanese culture, because the Japanese culture, including music, was heavily involved in the propaganda of old Japan, like before the war. So anything which is Japanese is still kind of a symbol of the fascist era of Japan to me. It's kind of a complicated feeling to me.
Yet, now he brings Japanese elements into his music on Out of Noise, including instruments like the sho, which sounds like a celestial string ensemble on the composition Still Life.
Sho is the instrument of gagaku music. Gagaku music is a kind of a court music of Japan, and it was brought from China over 1,000 years ago. And it's been played like that over 10 centuries. Amazing. It sounds like from out of space.
Outer space and inner space share the same space in the music of Ryuichi Sakamoto. His latest album is a double CD called Playing the Piano and Out of Noise. For more on this and other productions of Echoes, go to www.echoes.org. This feature was produced, written, and mixed by John DiLiberto. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights.